Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
Hi, this is Pat Iyer with LNP 33, six critical tips for a successful LNC business. In this session, I share six critical tips for your legal nurse consulting business. Think of them as CSI. CSI may mean crime scene investigation to you, but to me it stands for Principles of Customer Care. Principles that help you grow your legal nurse consulting business. Think community, simplicity, and integrity. First, nurture your community. In this context, community means being aware that you serve a group of attorneys. Their business keeps you in business. How do you nurture your community? Use a customer management system in the form of a database. Keep track of every case you have done for your legal nurse consulting clients. When you're talking to a client about a new case, open up your database and ask about other cases. How's the Foreman versus Wilson case going? Do you need anything additional on that one? Keep track of details about their lives, birthdays, children's, trips, or special interests, and bring up the information as appropriate. How did your daughter's wedding go? You also might want to track the date of the first case that you ever did for them, which becomes the anniversary date. You can celebrate that by sending the attorney a happy anniversary card. Update your clients about your community, new services, new employees, or new subcontractors. Also, keep in mind that attorneys have their own community in the form of listservs, conferences, associations, and friendships. It is incredibly easy for them to share both good and bad reviews about legal nurse consultants. When you do a great job for your clients, you will get phone calls that start with, "I was looking for an LNC and several people on the listserv recommended that I contact your company." Those referrals are golden. S stands for simple. Keep your legal nurse consulting business simple. Set up your office systems to keep track of key details so you don't get lost in the progress of the case. Simplicity applied to your filing system looks like this. I used three names for every case and identified every file folder or electronic folder with these three names. For example, the law firm is Rogers, Gilbert, and Henry. Attorney Bill Henry sent us the Fred Feeman case. The paper file folder was marked with three names, Rogers/Henry/Feeman. The computer had a file called Rogers, Gilbert, and Henry. In that file folder, there was a file called Henry, Bill. Inside that file folder, there was a file called Feeman, Fred. My employees and I could find any paper or electronic file in seconds. Use a color coding system. I set up a color coding system at the time I bought my first box of colored files and had to assign colors to different types of cases. Establish colors for types of cases. For example, red files are for plaintiff attorneys. Pink files are cases that we sent to an expert working on behalf of the plaintiff. Blue files are for defense attorneys. Gray files are cases that we sent to an expert working on behalf of the defense. When you have a stack of files in your invoicing pile, it's easy to find a specific file because you know what color it is. Run your legal nurse consulting business with integrity. That's the I in CSI. Be trustworthy. Recognize the responsibility you have to carefully handle someone else's money. Here are examples of integrity in action. Track your time using billing sheets or a timer. Don't estimate how much time you spent on a case. Return unused portions of retainers. Don't accept a case if you know you can't handle it or you can't help the attorney. Tell the truth. Don't misrepresent your skills or credentials. When you make a mistake, admit it and tell the attorney how you will change your system and do things differently the next time. Attorneys gravitate to people they can trust. Practicing with integrity is good for business. You will get repeat business and a great reputation. Nurture your community, keep your system simple, and practice with integrity, and your business will soar. Do you want to keep attorney clients? These are three surprising things you must focus on to keep attorney clients. Listen to the words of wisdom of my colleague, Chris Makel. Talk about how you can make their life easier. Don't give them hoops to jump through to get what they need to be successful. Make it easy to do business with you. Make the attorney's life easier. Stress the benefits of working with you. Show them, for example, how you will save them time. Share the good, the bad, and the ugly so they can avoid the pitfalls of moving forward with your services. Always advise attorneys of the pros and cons of their cases so they won't be surprised by their adversary. This will build loyalty and enable you to keep attorney clients. Offer solid proof and guarantees. Remember that you need to talk about your accomplishments, your successes. Offer a guarantee so that your clients feel that there's nothing to lose. Point two, the one thing your customer remembers most about your services, this will help you get and keep clients and your referrals soar, is how you made them feel. It's truly about the experience they have with you, more than your services. Success in the hearts and minds of your clients is revealed in how you appreciate them in your interactions and overall business dealings. Remember the expression, it's not what you said or what you did, it's how you made me feel. Third point, we can make mistakes that we unconsciously carry out that prevent you from being able to keep attorney clients. One mistake is to be distracted when you talk to attorneys. Perhaps you're checking your calendar, cleaning out your email, or looking at your watch instead of deeply listening and engaging with your client. Just as they can hear your smile, they can hear your distraction. It's a mistake to connect with them only when you have something to sell. Stay in touch with them on a regular basis, through your programs, through your emails, through your newsletters. Share the details of a case that you read about, which is just like theirs. They love to be able to benchmark their own cases. Congratulate them on their successes. Send a handwritten attaboy note. The third mistake is not to have a plan for how to serve them. If you leave your clients to their own devices, you most certainly guarantee a less than satisfying experience for them. However, when you have a plan, they know that you're guiding them to the result they want. You are therefore interested in their success, not just in their investment in you. A plan also helps you to design your business in a way that feels like you're helping your clients to achieve a result, an outcome that changes lives, theirs, their clients, and your own. Focus on these tips to keep attorney clients and you'll see your billable time increase. I recommend that you check out How to Start a Legal Nurse Consulting Business. This is a book for you if you're in the early stages of your business or want to move to a higher level of success. I will show you how to set SMART goals in which you can keep yourself accountable and track and measure your results. You'll get concrete information about having a sound operating plan and mastery over your finances. This book also shares tips on how to organize money, track income and expenses, and is geared to the legal nurse consultant who is searching for tips to jumpstart a legal nurse consulting business. The principles and tips in this book will help you gain success in starting or growing your legal nurse consulting business. You may order this book at this link, http://legalnursebusiness.com/Bob. That's http://legalnursebusiness.com/Bob. And Bob is spelled B-O-B. Thanks for listening. I've appreciated you being with me today. Stay tuned for next week's interviews and Ayers Insights.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Ayers' resources for legal nurse consultants on legalnursebusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at lncacademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on legalnursepodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on legalnursepodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.